Let us be joined by Pat Pagano. Good morning there, Pat.
And a good morning to you, Marshall. Well, what could I say? You know, things are not changing in any way, shape, or form. So
we got all day long yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was cloudy, spitting rain, and it looked like once again that rain was going to miss us. But at my house in the afternoon, got a nice 20-minute downpour. It didn't no lightning or thunder, but a tropical downpour for about 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, eastern portions of the state received anywhere from 1.5 to over 4 inches of rain. So,
and I'm looking at the radar tonight, and it looks like most of the showers and stuff are to the northwest and southeast again.
Right, but that'll change. We have a big upper low sitting over Lake Ontario. So as we go into the afternoon, a lot of clouds, humidity, showers, thunderstorms popping up all over the place. In the low 80s, they'll die down tonight in the mid-60s, and then it will be more stable. Wednesday and Thursday, hazy, humid, 85 to 90. Save for Friday, could be a thunderstorm. Weekend will be very warm and humid with the chance of pop-up thunderstorms each day over the weekend.
So the weekend will be more like today, and the rest of the week will be unlike today.
Right.
I just thought I'd throw it in that way just to confuse people.
Yeah, you probably did. The weekend won't be as unsettled. Again, it's just a pop-up thunderstorm probably each afternoon, Saturday and Sunday. And it'll be in the 80s and it'll be humid. So what are you going to do? It's still August, no matter how you cut it, right? It is August.
Yeah, it is. Like I said, right now we're in the dog days, soon to go into the fall days.
Well, actually, the dog days officially
is over.
Ended on the 11th.
Huh.
But I still think, looking at our weather, this is very indicative of the dog days.
Yeah, just humid weather with the pop-up showers and thunderstorms.
Yeah.
Well, anyway. Okay. So that's it for the weather.
I didn't get to see any movies, so I don't know if you did.
No. Yesterday was a travel day to finally a specialist that I was asked to see and set up to see. And so 3 weeks later, I finally got an appointment. She was very nice, very, very nice. And this was one of the first times, Pat, got to the office, okay?
Uh-oh, don't tell me he was on time.
It's not only on time, listen, I get to the office, and I'm standing there, and they're checking me in. I'm with my crutches, and a woman comes by out of the office and says, here, let's go into the examining room. I'll finish checking you in there so you don't have to stand. So I said, oh, that's nice. And my brother Mark was with me. He goes, well, that's real nice. So we go to the examining room. She takes the information down, right? Literally 60 seconds later, in comes the doctor.
Wow.
She spent a full hour with us. A full hour. And put a bunch of plans in motion for some other tests and stuff that I've got to have. But spent a full hour with us.
Don't worry. Don't worry. You'll be billed for it.
Well, hey, Medicare and Blue Cross will be billed for it.
Yeah.
I mean, I am so glad I opted for getting the additional Part A and B, but also the additional coverage from Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Right.
Because I've totaled up my bills for the year so far.
Okay.
I've saved in prescriptions alone over $3,000. And in actual services rendered, out-of-pocket expenses are close to $19,000.
Wow.
So that extra $200-some-odd a month...
right.
Comes to right now not even $2,000. So, I mean, I saved myself $17,000.
Well, I think you should take that money that you saved and go on a cruise.
Yeah. I don't think I'm a candidate for a cruise.
You don't think so?
Well, no. You know, what are you going to do on a cruise when you're on crutches?
I guess you're right. Yeah, because you got to walk around. Got to walk around the ship. You got to go up it. Well, they have elevators, but you're right.
Yeah, but no, but walking on a ship isn't too bad. But if I go on a cruise, when I come to a port of call, I like to get out, move around.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
it's just right. You know, just right now it's a PIA, so I don't miss it. Well, now once you know, I've had one bad leg now, but now with this other leg that they're looking at, which is also bad. So with the two bad legs, it makes, you know, walking around a little
more difficult. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, sorry about that.
Now there's a movie coming out that I think you should see.
Uh-oh.
I just for the name of it. Orphan, First Kill.
Jeez.
Orphan, First Kill. It's available. It's streaming. After orchestrating a brilliant escape from an Estonian psychiatric facility, Esther travels to America by impersonating the missing daughter of a wealthy family. That sounds like there's going to be a lot of blood and guts in that one.
How come you didn't watch it?
I'm not into movies like that.
Oh, okay.
Now I am going to watch the movie because of a review I saw of Vengeance. Vengeance. They say that it is a movie that has a fun twist to it.
Okay.
So, and the title isn't necessarily indicative of what happens.
What the movie's like, right? Yeah. Okay.
So that one is one I probably today will watch because I have been ordered by the doctor once again now, under no circumstances do I spend more than three hours at work to get home and get that leg up until I can figure out a way to deal with the problem. So I think I'll be watching a movie today.
Okay, well that's good. I hope you find a good one.
Well, I'm going to watch Vengeance.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to watch Vengeance. You know, the doctor is funny. She said, you know, really, you should stay home for a week or so. So I said,
yeah.
I said, I appreciate that, doctor. But I can't. I said, the reason I don't have knee replacement surgeries, I can't. I can't just leave work for a week.
The problem is that you can't find somebody because it's so rare that you need someone. Is that the problem?
Yeah, there's just no one willing to come out here in the middle of nowhere, and you'd have to train them for a long time, and then it's, you know, it's just that's, well, it's like you, Pat. You know, you can go away for vacation because you can get a trained person to come in and be a meteorologist because they're already trained to be a meteorologist. I have to train somebody to operate all the equipment, to schedule. To do a log book. I mean, it's not possible. It's not possible.
It's not, right.
And she looked at me. She goes, "Well, sooner or later, it's going to be possible." She
said, "Oh, what does that mean?"
So she means, "Well, sooner or later, you know, you're going to have an extended period of time where you're going to need to be out of work. Sooner or later." She was funny. She was funny, but she was great. I'll tell you, excellent, excellent. You know, I spent, like I said, almost an hour and 10 minutes with us. Amazing. Going over everything. And calling right while we were there, setting up an appointment with another specialist in another field. She already figured out what was wrong with my right leg very quickly and said that we'll give it 3 or 4 days to calm down. If it doesn't, then we'll go to the next step. So I was very impressed with her. Very, very impressed.
That's great.
Yeah. It's weird when you go to somebody at the first time. You know, you expect, oh, okay, they're just going to talk to you a little bit. She knew all about me. She had all my records, every record. And you could tell she studied them.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So it was, I was impressed. I was really impressed. So.
That's good. That's good because, you know, nowadays, yeah, they too, meaning doctors, you know, you have plenty to choose from.
Yeah, they're busy. Yeah, they're over. But she was well versed. She had every one of my records for the past 20 years. Honest to gosh.
That is pretty good.
She had my family history, everything.
Wow.
Yeah. So, so it was. I was really impressed. Well, anyways, well, I'm not so impressed with the forecast, but that's because not because you fouled it up, but it's just kind of one of those forecasts, you know.
It is. I mean, you know, it's going to be warm and humid today with times of showers and a thunderstorm. They will end tonight, and then from tomorrow into the weekend, partly sunny, very warm and humid, maybe a pop-up thunderstorm beginning Friday afternoon and continuing Saturday and Sunday.
Well, I hope we get some rain today again. And I know people are going to hate me for this, but I hope we get plenty of pop-up showers and thunderstorms this weekend because we just plain need the rain.
We need the rain, yeah. It would be nice for it to come during the week, though.
Now, did you get any thunderstorms yesterday?
Yeah, 3/4 of an inch of rain fell here.
Yeah, that's what I figured fell at my house. If it puddles deeply in front of my house, it's always around somewhere between a half inch and an inch of rain.
Yeah, and that's not bad, you know, but a lot of places, again, in western Connecticut picked up less than a tenth of an inch yesterday, just a few drops.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe to leave it itself out. Maybe today, western Connecticut will get heavier rain and eastern Connecticut will get a few drops. Yeah. You know, switch it back and forth.
We'll see what happens. All right, Pat, always good to speak to you. I'll check with you in the morning.
Okay, you take care, Marshall.
Take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robinhood Radio. Of course, you can always hear Pat on demand at robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand, Weather with Pat Pagano.